Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Amen. Good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. A word of welcome also to our brothers and sisters who are following us through the television, the internet or radio, especially the members of RCIA today, the catechumens and the candidates who are going through their first rite of the reception today. May we keep them in mind as they journey this journey to what their day when they receive fully into the church. In today's gospel, Jesus reminds us to give to God what belongs to God. And this is the hour where each week we reserve, especially just for God. The other times we work and we play and we sleep, that's for ourselves. But this time, especially for God. And so as we gather here to celebrate this most sacred mystery of Christ's love, let us acknowledge our sins and ask God for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, grant that we may always conform our will to yours and serve your majesty in sincerity of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, Cyrus, whose right hand I grasp, subduing nations before him and making kings run in his service, opening doors before him and leaving the gates unbarred. For the sake of Jacob, my servant, of Israel, my chosen one, I have called you by your name, giving you a title, though you knew me not. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. It is I who arm you, though you know me not, so that toward the rising and the setting of the sun, people may know that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, there is no other. The word of the Lord.
Give the Lord glory and honor. Give the Lord glory and honor. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Tell his glory among the nations, among all peoples, his wondrous deeds. Give the Lord glory and honor. For great is the Lord and highly to be praised. Awesome is he beyond all gods. For all the gods of the nations are things of naught, but the Lord made the heavens. To the Lord, you families of nations, give to the Lord glory and praise. Give to the Lord the glory to his name. Bring gifts and enter his courts. Worship the Lord in holy attire. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord is King. He governs the peoples with equity.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the Church of the Thessalonians. In God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for you, remembering you in our prayers, unceasingly calling to mind your work of faith and labor of love, and endurance and hope of our Lord Jesus Christ before our God and Father, knowing, brothers and sisters loved by God, how you were chosen. For our gospel did not come to you in word alone, but also in the power and in the Holy Spirit, and with much conviction. The word of the Lord.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. And you are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Knowing their malice, Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax." Then they handed him the Roman coin. He said to them, "Whose image is this and whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." At that he said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. There are many different reasons or excuses I hear when people are missing Masses on Sunday. Some miss it because they were busy or simply forgot. Some miss it because they were traveling on vacation or entertaining friends at home. But the one that tickled me the most is when they said that, "I don't go to Mass because the priest always talks about money." And I would tease the person. I said, "Well, actually, you went to the wrong church. If you go to my church, I don't talk about money. I talk about the joy of giving money." Repays to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. John Wesley was a famous preacher, famous not only for his eloquent speech and wonderful homilies, but also famous for his three-point homilies: short, precise, to the point. People just loved him for that. So one day he was talking about the topic of money, and so his first point was, "Get all you can," to which the rich old man in the back of the church claps his hands and said, "Amen, you said it." And then as he elaborated on the first point about get all you can, the money that is, then he went on to the second point, keep all you can. And again in the back of the church, the rich old man said, Alleluia, I just love you. And then as he elaborated on that, and he went on to the third point, give all you can. And again from the back of the church in here, he said, boo. And then he stood up, he said, you had me going at get all you can and keep all you can, and you have to spoil it with give all you can. Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. We hear in the gospel today, the Pharisees team up with the Herodians to come to Jesus to trick him. Because the Pharisees, they were against the census tax. The Herodians, they were friends of Herod, and so they were for the taxes. They were arch enemies, but because both of them hated Jesus, they became friends. And so they came to Jesus asking him, is it lawful to pay the census tax? So Jesus was trapped between the rock and a hard place. If he said yes, he would be going against the Pharisees. Had he said no, then he would be going against the Herodians. So Jesus asked for a coin, and he simply asked him, whose image and inscription is this? And they said, Caesar's. And so Jesus said, then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. If he just stopped there, it would have been perfectly fine. But you know Jesus, he always sees the moment, the teachable moment, and he would add another one. Much like when he was asked, which was the greatest commandment, and he all had to say was, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. It would have been perfectly fine there, but he added the second one, to love your neighbor as yourself. And so today is the same way, repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. And then he makes it difficult, and repays to God what belongs to God. If you happen to tour in Europe and you've been through England, make sure that you visit the Manchester Museum in England. In it, it has a beautiful, large, the largest almost of coin collections, traced back beyond the time of Jesus even. But you would see the coin that they talk about today, gospel. A coin that has, during the Jesus time, that has the image on one side of Caesar, on the other side is the image of his mother Livia. And like people today, people back then, they would use the coin as a way to exchange for goods or services. We don't have problem repaying to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but we struggle with repaying to God what belongs to God. We live in a world where we are citizens of both of heaven and of earth. And hopefully we'll never have to make a decision as to which kingdom we pay allegiance to. But when it does clash, when the two clash, then we must have the wisdom, the knowledge, the fortitude, the strength to choose the correct one. Because sometimes there really no clear sign. But if we are wise, then we'll see the points, the clashes very clearly. Take, for example, the story of St. Thomas More, the 15th century, 16th century, right before the Reformation. Henry VIII was the king of England. Now, he had a wife, but his wife could not bear him sons, and they needed the male to continue the monarchy. And so he went to Rome to petition the Pope to grant him the annulment, divorce from his wife, present wife, and marry another in the hope that she would bear him sons. But the Pope did not see any merit, any ground to his petition, and so it was denied. So Henry VIII went back to England very angry, and decided that he would make himself the head of the church as well, being the head of the country already, so why not be the head of the church too? And so he had perhaps like a document that all would have to sign it. Bishops, cardinals, priests, deacons, everybody signed to allow him to divorce his present wife and remarry another. All those signatures were necessary, none more important than Thomas More. He was the Chancellor of England at the time, the third highest in the kingdom. And of all the signatures, Henry VIII valued Thomas More's signatures the most. But he wouldn't sign it. Even at the threat of confiscation of his properties, strip of his role and his title, even imprisonment and persecution. But through all these, he resisted. Even all the lords and kings would come in and would tell him, just sign it anyway, in secret. Nobody has to know. Just you and the king, and that's it. But Thomas More said, I can't do that, because then I would know, the king would know, and the most important person, God, would know. That's three persons too many. So he wouldn't sign it. And he ended having being beheaded. He died. But he became a saint. Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. Before, it was used to be give, meaning that we just give something to God. But this is said repay, meaning that we owe God something. We had to repay him. Now, we have no problem repaying Caesar's. We work 40 hours or more a week to pay taxes, make ends meet, do all these things to sustain our life and the life of those we love. We have no problem doing that. But many would struggle to repay to God what belongs to God. One measly hour a week in the form of the Eucharist, and even then, we cheat it and we steal from God. We don't repay to God what belongs to God. And if we do go, the blessings is immense, could never be measured. Here in this church, at the Eucharist, God wants to bless us just because we remember to pay back to God what belongs to him. And God will bless us even more. And so in this Eucharist, we ask the Lord to help us. We ask St. Thomas More to intercede for us, that we might be faithful in the practice of our faith to give to God, to repay to God what belongs to God, that we might be truly blessed indeed. At this time, I'd like to ask the RCIA coordination to come up and call up the candidates.
Those seeking baptized, please come forward. Julian Dalton, Paul Hicks, Rocky Rodriguez, and Martin Smith.
My dear catechumens, what are you asking of Christ and his church? What do you ask? What do you want to seek about faith? Since you have already believed in Jesus Christ and want to prepare you for baptism, we accept you as catechumens and welcome you joyfully into our Christian family, where you will come to know Christ better day by day. Together with us, you will try to live as children of God, for our Lord has taught us, love God with all your heart and love one another as I have loved you.
These baptized candidates desire to complete their initiation with the sacraments of confirmation and Eucharist and are full communion with the Catholic Church. Liz Bazan, Rona Bravo, Chelsea Perez, Brandy Perry, Charles Sacedo.
My dear candidates, what are you asking of Christ and His Church? Sacrament confirmation. My dear friends, you are already one with us through your baptism. You have asked to be prepared for confirmation and First Communion. We welcome you, gather with us for prayer, listen to God's word, and join us in love and service. My dear sponsors, are you willing to do your part in preparing these catechumens and candidates for the sacraments? These catechumens have asked for faith and baptism, these candidates for sacraments and full communion. They want to share at the Lord's table. They will need the support of our faith and love. I'd like to ask the congregation, are you ready to give them that help? We are. Thank you. My dear catechumens and candidates, Christ has called you to be His friends. Always remember Him and be faithful to Him. Therefore, I mark your forehead with the sign of the cross. It is a sign of Christians. May it always remind you of Jesus Christ and how much He loves you. And afterward, I'd like to ask the sponsor to do the same. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. I mark the sign of the cross on your ears that you may hear the words of Christ. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We mark the sign of the cross on your eyes that you may see the works of Christ. Mark the signs of the cross on your lips that you may speak as Christ would speak. We mark the sign of the cross over your heart, that you may make your heart the home of Christ. We mark the sign of the cross on your hands that you may touch with the gentleness of Christ. We place you entirely under the sign of Christ's cross. So I sign you now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have been marked with the cross of Christ. Receive now the sign of his love. Wear it as a remembrance every Sunday when you join us for Mass and formation. Please congratulate them on the welcoming. Let us stand now and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again in the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us lift up our prayers for the needs of all, bringing them before our God, from whom we receive all that we have.
For all those who work in the church's ministries in the world, may their dedication to repaying to God what belongs to God be a model for all of us to follow. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That rulers and leaders in the world recognize the true source of their power and act with humility as they lead their nations and peoples. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For safety from the hurricanes and storms of this season, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our community of faith, as we continue to support the good works to which we have committed ourselves to in God's name, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the safety of and all members of our armed forces, and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass,
For the eternal repose of the souls of Emily Monzingo, Pete Gonzalez Jr., Minnie Gonzalez, Eloy Pettis, Nathaniel Garcia, and Joe Cueva, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. Great are you, O Lord, and highly to be praised. Grant that our lives and deeds may glorify your name. And hear all these our prayers, for we ask them through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. Grant us, Lord, we pray, a sincere respect for your gifts, that through the purifying action of your grace, we may be cleansed by the very mysteries we serve, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you so loved the world, that in your mercy you sent us the Redeemer, to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you love in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours, that by sinning we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exhortation we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, his brother Bishops Rene and Edmund, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, power,
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Thank you. Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.